It was the only love letter I ever received, but it turned all my bitterness and grief into a peacefulness, which was the nearest I could get, then, to happiness. I knew Richard still loved me, and somehow, as long as I had his letter, I felt that we could never be really parted, even if he were in England, and I had to remain on the farm. I have it yet, and though I am an old, tired woman, it still gives me hope and courage. "It must have been a wonderful letter, Aunt Stefina," I said. The old lady came back from her dreams of that far-off romance. "Perhaps," she said, hesitating a little, "perhaps, my dear, you would care to read it?" "I should love to, Aunt Stefina," I said gently. She rose at once and tripped into the house as eagerly as a young girl. When she came back, she handed me a letter, faded and yellow with age, the edges of the envelope worn and frayed, as though it had been much handled. But when I came to open it, I found that the seal was unbroken. "Open it, open it," said Great Aunt Stefina, and her voice was shaking. I broke the seal and read. It was not a love letter in the true sense of the word, but pages of the minutest directions of how my sweetest Fina was to elude her father's vigilance, creep down to the drift at night, and there meet Jonchi with a horse, which would take her to Smitsdorp. There she was to go to my true friend, Henry Wilson, who would give her money and make arrangements for her to follow her lover to Cape Town, and from there to England, where, my love, we can be married at once. But if, my dearest, you are not sure that you can face life with me in a land strange to you, then do not take this important step, for I love you too much to wish you the smallest unhappiness. If you do not come, and if I do not hear from you, then I shall know that you could never be happy so far from the people in the country which you love. If, however, you feel you can keep your promise to me, but are of too timid and modest a journey to England, unaccompanied, then write to me, and I will, by some means, return to fetch my bride. I read no further. "But Aunt Fina," I gasped, why? The old lady was watching me with trembling eagerness, her face flushed and her eyes bright with expectation. "Read it aloud, my dear," she said. "I want to hear every word of it. There was never anyone I could trust. Uitlanders were hated in my young days. I could not ask anyone." "But, Auntie, don't you even know what he wrote?" The old lady looked down, troubled and shy, like a child who has unwittingly done wrong. "No, dear," she said, speaking very low. "You see, I never learned to read."